Esquire magazine, the cover story, a blondish young woman wearing a white undershirt, a knowing smile. The copy says, "Forget Gwyneth, forget Mira, here's Hollywood's next dream girl, Allegra Coleman." And you can read the story going home on the subway about Allegra and her boyfriends, Allegra and her role in the film Jury Duty and a new Woody Allen movie, and the roles she's been offered in Primary Colors and Rent and The Horse Whisperer. You can read a couple of pages of this, concluding that you're just out of touch, but then you find out that you haven't heard of Allegra Coleman because she doesn't exist. This is a made-up celebrity profile, and the photographs are faked. Just a model on the cover and out on the town with Quentin Tarantino or David Schwimmer. Martha Sherrill wrote this piece for Esquire out of her frustration with the genre itself. She didn't really expect anybody to believe it, but we did, and so did some other people.
The head of feature film casting at 20th Century Fox called Esquire several times demanding a meeting with Allegra. And they thought if they waited a few days, I think, that they'd figure it out and stop calling. Finally, Peter Vertes, the head of PR for Esquire, had to call 20th Century Fox back and say, "Well, she's very elusive. She's very hard to track down." And
right.
They said, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, she doesn't exist." And there was this pause, and the woman on the other end of the phone said, "Thought so. Got it."
Thought so. Got it. Yes. Well, what are the essentials? You've done a lot of these kind of stories for real, right? What's the formula? What do you have to have in a piece like this to make it?
Well, it is kind of sad, and it's gotten very predictable, which is part of what I wanted to do with this piece. The writer has to suggest that there's this great intimacy with the star that you're writing about. And it's incredibly false and embarrassing while it's happening. And you write this piece, you know, it's shopping with Sharon Stone or on the road with Allegra, you know, the road trip to the desert. The Allegra Coleman piece is actually an exaggerated sort of dream interview. It's 2 weeks. We're in a hotel room together. We're taking a mud bath together. I mean, that would never happen in real life.
Right. You would go with a star to Tower Records, shopping.
Right. Yes. You would have tea with them and then maybe go biking or shopping or...
Right. And it's kind of a dance. They hold you off. They try to attract you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who have you done big stories about in the past?
Steve Martin, most recently, for the cover of Esquire, and Jim Carrey, Robert De Niro, and Clint Eastwood, Jodie Foster.
And do you find elements of what happened in the parody story with Allegra that resonate with all those other people?
A little bit. I have been lucky in that I've been able to profile people who are well into their careers or at the end of their careers, which is really my preference. So I haven't felt that I'm a part of some sort of Hollywood hype machine. I haven't written about too many people who we don't know who they are already.
Mm-hmm.
By the time they're on the cover, you know who Steve Martin is.
Right. And,
but there's a feeling when you're doing these pieces that is the same no matter who you're doing. I went to interview Steve Martin in Beverly Hills, I guess it was earlier in this year. And I was looking forward to it because I'd heard he was a very intelligent guy and obviously I've admired his work for years. But I also heard right before the interview that he hated being interviewed, that he was, in fact, a notoriously bad interview. And I got very depressed about this and I started thinking, is this a way for an adult to make a living? I mean, here I am in the Four Seasons of the Beverly Hills and I have to go downstairs and have tea with this monster, really. These movie stars are kind of scary to be next to. And I walked into this tea room and I looked across the room and there was poor Steve Martin in the corner looking so grim. And I realized as I walked up to the table that I looked as grim as he did. And I sat down and I said, "Well, I guess you and I have the lowest possible expectations for what this is going to do for ourselves in the larger scheme of things." And we both laughed and talked about exactly this,
right.
You know, just how awkward it is and how silly and how we were supposed to be having tea negotiating how to do the remainder of this profile. Would
right.
I bike with him? Would I shop with him?
Right.
And we ended up having a real conversation because it started off in a real way, I think.
Mm. You know what I never can understand is the celebrity profile, which is just like that. The writer negotiates with the subject, with the agent, with the studio, and everybody's very reluctant about revealing things, very hesitant, very private interview subject. And yet the cover is this, you know, just stupendously styled, gorgeous photograph. Obviously, the person's very agreeable to something like that.
Right. And it's funny because you and I would probably have a very hard time being teased and blow-dried and wear very little and appear on a cover of a magazine. But if I think for a movie star, that's where they're more comfortable, really. That, they're happy to show you that. They just don't want to have to show you what's inside.
Yeah. I'd like for you to close by finding a paragraph from this story. And the paragraph I have in mind is the one where you were, when you were typing it, you giggled. You just said, this is it. This is the, this is absolutely the top.
You think you know what it's going to be?
No. I just figured there's got to be one that said to you, that, where you said to yourself, ooh, I can't go any further than this.
Well, this is, okay. It's not descriptive, but it's, this is the one where I think the story turns. You probably stopped reading it before you got to this paragraph. And as she talks about her mother, she looks different to me suddenly, kind of tired and invisible. She is a nothing, a nobody, just another girl with another unhappy story, and yet, bizarrely, here we all are, looking to her for answers, for inspiration. Allegra is supposed to tell us who we are. A strange, projected energy crackles around her, and you can hear it. Whatever she has or doesn't have, it is exactly, it seems, what the entire world is wanting. She is big, getting bigger every second, but I have no idea how large a place in the world she is already holding and what will happen when she is no longer there.
Well, we should add the sentence to that that you wrote. She stands on the edge of being a star as if it were a stage of dying. That's very nice.
You know, it's sort of fun to be profound about a complete airhead.
Martha Sherrill, her story about Allegra Coleman, is in this month's issue of Esquire.